This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for July 21st. I'm Paul Plack. Piper Aircraft CEO Kevin Gould is out. He's been replaced by Jeffrey Berger, managing director of Imprimis' Brunei operations, on an interim basis while a permanent replacement is sought. Garmin says it now has an STC for the G1000 flight deck in the Cessna Citation Jet Model 525. It brings new capabilities and features and saves 100 pounds. Emirates placed an order with Boeing Monday for 30 more 777s. Boeing also announced orders for 40 next-gen 737s, 3 Dreamliners, and 27 other planes. Airbus kicked off Farnborough with sales announcements for 121 new single-aisle and wide-body aircraft. Sikorsky Innovations says it's developed an all-electric helicopter technology demonstrator and will debut it this Monday at Oshkosh. Motopod LLC is working on a patent-pending belly pod that allows pilots to carry a street-legal motorcycle beneath a standard four-place airplane. It's available now for the Vans RV10. SpaceX this week applauded the U.S. Senate Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee for its unanimous bipartisan approval of the NASA Authorization Act of 2010. A price war has already broken out among space tourism providers. You can now reserve a suborbital flight on X-Corps Lynx for less than half the price of Virgin Galactic. The Commercial Spaceflight Federation is welcoming Pratt & Whitney Rocketdyne aboard as an associate member. And the entire 191 miles of the I-75 corridor in Kentucky is now officially known as the Tuskegee Airmen Memorial Trail. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, I'll talk with Greg Principato, president of Airports Council International North America, about the significance of the federal court decision that cleared the way for tiered landing fees to incentivize airlines to reduce congestion. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.